This is Passport to Texas. To experience nature and wildlife, few things are better than time spent on a hiking trail, unless you're taking the trail on horseback. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, explains.
Part of the plan for a lot of our state parks is to include equestrian trails where possible. We have several state parks that have them and that are adding on to them, and whether you're talking about Caprock Canyons or Fort Richardson, where you can bring your own mount, or Hill Country State Natural Area, they've got more than 40 miles of trails. But we have several parks where we have outfits that you can rent horses there and they'll show you around places like Lake Livingston and Huntsville and Big Bend Ranch State Park and Palo Duro Canyon. And so there's lots of different ways to see that, but it's an ever-increasing popular thing is to see a state park from horseback on one of the many trails that we have and miles that we have and miles that we're adding on as well.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Now just imagine riding your horse to a nearby lake or river with your fishing gear in the saddlebag. And while your steed grazes nearby, you can fish from shore. And if you're at a state park, of course, fishing is always free. So, saddle up. You can find all of our state parks as well as what they have to offer to you when you visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.